Sofia, the city we're studying is the Bulgarian capital. Just a few minutes away from a beautiful mountain, Vitusha, the city continues to develop as the country's cultural and economical center. The city is located at a strategic crossroads. Now, you will hear how we students see and feel our city, Sofia. Early in the morning, Sofia is rising. People of every part of the city are now heading to their jobs. Meanwhile, we reach the Sofia University station, which is only a few meters away from the Parliament building, Monument of the Liberator, and the campus of Sofia University St. Clement Ohridsky. The university is the first higher educational institution in Bulgaria. Today, Sofia University St. Clement Ohridsky is the largest and most prestigious educational center in the country. People of many countries around the world come to study in Sofia. One of them is Minwei from China.
I came in Sofia in 2011.
Why did you choose to come here?
I think it's not a bad idea to come here because I always dream to study abroad.
But why Bulgaria?
Very beautiful country. And I heard that people here are very friendly and the relationship between China and Bulgaria is quite good.
What do you think about the city?
City of Sofia is very beautiful, especially in the season of spring. The buildings just attract me so much. I usually spend my spare time at dormitory and sometimes go hang out with my friends here. It depends on the season. In the winter, I don't like to hang out that much, but in spring or summer, I prefer to some parks or cafe with my friends. The much I stay in Sofia, the much I love about her.
No wonder people choose Sofia University. Another student who have chosen to study in Sofia is Alexandra from Plovdiv.
My name is Alexandra, I'm 21 years old and I study classical singing. The atmosphere is very inspiring, not so much the program, but the people you meet.
What are the opportunities for a young opera singer like you here?
Not much, actually, because there's not much place for young people in the Sofia Opera. You don't have much other options, the Sofia Opera and the musical theater, so there's not many places to go.
What type of people go to classical concerts?
Yeah, they're young people, they're older people. Whoever has given the chance to listen to opera and to go to watch opera live have actually appreciated it. It's a matter of giving it a chance.
My name is Petya and I am from the northwest town Vratsa. I came in Sofia to study journalism 4 years ago and never regret. Here, you have things to do whatever and whenever you like. There are places for everybody. People gather from all parts of Bulgaria in Sofia to study and develop their skills in knowledge, culture, make long forever friendships. One of my favorite places very near to Sofia is the Pancherevo Lake. You can go with public transport and it is only 12 kilometers from the capital. Perfect to run away from the rush in Sofia when you want to relax, read a book or make a wonderful picnic with friends. In Pancherevo, you can simply walk and enjoy the beautiful nature. Around the lake, there are hiking trails, several parks areas with coffee shops and restaurants. You can also fish, sunbathe, and also do water sports. So beautiful. Oops, gotta run. Getting back with the walk around the city. During our walk to the Faculty of Journalism, which is not very far from the huge building of the Sofia University, we are passing one of the most valuable monuments of Sofia, the Memorial Church St. Alexander Nevsky, now one of the city's most recognizable symbols.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I'm from a small town in southeastern Bulgaria called Yambol.
What brought me here in Sofia was my educational motivation of studying journalism in Sofia University. I didn't have great expectations, but the idea of being one of these people that collect socially significant information and transform it in daily inspirational activity makes me want to be part of that community. And by living in Sofia, I fell in love with the city. In the early winter mornings, I like to drink my coffee in my favorite bar near the university, where the music is some kind of psychedelic rock. On the walls you can see some piece of photography and paintings, part of the current exhibition. The bartenders are chatty, the coffee strong, and you can get some sweets with it. And of course, the little piece of lucky paper which tells you the daily fortune. We call it Kasmetje.
My name is Plomena. I was born in the sea capital of Bulgaria, Varna. I came to Sofia because it offers better opportunities for higher education. But I will stay because I love the city's atmosphere and that it is so full of life. Now, would you do me a favor? Close your eyes and try to imagine a city so close to the mountain that people actually do their morning jogging in the woods. But consider this, I'm not talking about some small village. I'm talking about a capital city with more than 1 million inhabitants. I know it sounds impossible, and it may be hard to imagine, but Sofia is this city. So let's make use of our lunch break and visit the Vitusha mountain. It will only take us 20 minutes to go there from the center of Sofia. Now that we're here, we're going to take a walk with Christian Yovchev. Chris is a part of our organization called Sofia Green Tour, and he can tell us more of the possibilities that Sofia offers.
Sofia Green Tour is a non-profit, non-governmental organization, and we provide free tours in Sofia and around Sofia. The tours in Sofia are bike tours, so you rent a bike and you have a guide from the Sofia Green Tour organization, and we take you around Sofia and its green places, its parks, its most significant places by bike, which is very nice, something very different. And the other thing is a hike to the Vitusha Mountain, to the Bujana Waterfall, Bujana Church, Bujana Lake, so it's a nice thing and it's all free.
Can you tell me, is it easy to get from the center of Sofia to Vitusha Mountain?
If you go by public transport, you have to go to the place called the Fridge or Hladilnica. By cab is around 20 minutes, but if you have to go by public transport, it's like an hour or something.
And once you get there, what can you do?
First of all, there are so many different paths that go up the top of the mountain that you can choose all the different, you know, every time you can go up to different place, which is very nice. Along the way there, for example, some nice fields that you can have a picnic, for example. There are a lot of huts, cabins in the mountain, so you can just sit there and have a soup, have a beer and just relax and go down or go up, you know. So there are things you can do there. And of course, there are these more extreme activities, like there are roads for mountain biking and there are spots for rock climbing. So if you're more into these extreme activities, you can do that also. So you can imagine it's pretty wild there.
So you said that there are bears. Is it dangerous?
No, actually there are 5 or 6 bears in the Vitusha Mountain. Yeah, I have a friend that's involved with the eco strategies in the Vitusha Mountain. So he told me there are around 5 or 6 bears and they're mostly on the southern side, but they're deep in the forest. So no harm will be done if you go through the paths and just keep to the markings. But if you decide to go off-road, for example, you may have unpleasant encounters with some...
Okay, yeah. So
don't go off-road. This is my favorite thing. It is so close to the capital that you can get, you know, up and down for only one day and you can enjoy, you know, the wildness, the calm there. Especially if you go during the week, because during the weekend it's full of people, but if you go during the week, it's so calm and so quiet. And it's like you're not in the capital, you're just like somewhere far away. So you can really escape in there for a day. So you can imagine having such a treasure so close to the capital, it's something to, you know, something very hard to find. Vitusha sums up all of the best things a mountain can have, so it's worth seeing, that's worth seeing.
Anything else you want to share?
Come to Sofia. Yeah.
I'm Polly and I'm from Burgas, a beautiful city on the coast of Black Sea. I came to Sofia to study journalism. However, as a marine girl, I love leisure time and coffee breaks, which makes Sofia perfect for me and every coffee lover. The truth is that in Bulgaria, and especially in Sofia, you can enjoy espresso as well as cappuccino, latte and tea, and of course delicious cakes and cookies, also vegetarian, vegan and organic food. So, no matter what your diet is, you can keep up to it. And also to the best afternoon tradition, coffee with friends and gossips. Or you can take it to go and take a walk in some of the beautiful parks, Borisova Garden, South Park, Zoo Park and some others. And if you're sports active, you can go jogging there. Actually, in Sofia, you can practice all kinds of sports, from fitness to horseback riding, climbing, golf, and whatever comes to your mind. And meet interesting new people, like Ivan Dimitrov, who is an author for Sofia's Diagonals, a Facebook page dedicated to street poetry, photography, and exploring the city.
My name is Ivan Dimitrov. I'm a writer, poet, and playwright. For me, creativity is more like something that you've got to keep in you. I'm supporting myself with doing literary events and concerts. Usually I'm organizing literary events in which many people are reading. There are a lot of people from the young generation that are interested in literature.
If the capital city of Bulgaria was a woman, what she would look like?
She would be 45, very beautiful, but with fading beauty.
What is your motivation to live here, not in some other place in Bulgaria?
For me, the theater is very important thing. In most of the other cities, you're having one theater or you don't have it. In these places, usually the repertoire of theaters is not something that I like too much. The other reason I'm here is because of the theaters.
My name is Danita and I'm from Pernik, a small city close to Sofia. The main reason I came here was that I wanted to get the best education in Bulgaria, so I decided to study in Sofia University. The other reason I came to the capital was that after I finished high school, I wanted to develop my skills and to find my passion in life. And Sofia is the best place someone can do that. There are a lot of options for the people eager to learn something new. Not only the opportunity to live with people at my own age to study journalism, but also to try different jobs and workshops, experiencing every moment, learning a little bit more about myself every single day. When I came to the city, I was fascinated. Sofia gave me a lot more than I expected, and I'm glad that I made that decision. After the long day, let's take a look at Sofia during the night. Except that the city is really beautiful at that time of the day, there are also many things that you can do in the evenings. Sofia has an amazing nightlife with a lot of opportunities. It is like the city comes alive to show us its hidden personality. The streets are full of people, even when it's winter, and a unique atmosphere is created. Everyone is friendly and open to share. You can visit a literature reading, go to a concert, or just walk around the night streets. You can also go to clubs with all kinds of music, from traditional Bulgarian music to hardcore. And some restaurants are open the whole night. Also in the evenings, you can meet a lot of new people, who will share with you their experience. Everyone is welcome in Sofia. You can see faces from other parts of the world in the city crowds. It is interesting to know why people decide to move to Sofia, why some foreigners leave their homelands and establish themselves in the capital of Bulgaria. Meet Krzysztof Filipiuk, a small part of the puzzle that is shaping Sofia's atmosphere. During our conversation, we listen music composed by Krzysztof. The piece is named Next Year I Will.
Hello, I'm Krzysztof. I'm from Poland and I've been living in Sofia for almost 2 years now. In everyday life, I'm working with internet marketing, but my biggest passions are actually art. So I'm making my own music, I'm making photographies and writing.
Why did you come to Sofia?
At first it was cheap flights and I thought, like, why not? But then I came here and I met so many great people, made so many friends, also explored the city more. And I always wanted to try myself and to live abroad for some time. So the choice was Sofia.
In the evening, you can take a walk through Rakovsky Street, where are placed most of the theaters, and it depends on your mood what kind of play you choose to see. There are clubs and bars with different live concerts of local bands. One of them is called Erine, and their music is a great mixture of tribal sounds and traditional Bulgarian rhythm. There is a spark of fairy tale magic in their work. Here is Victoria, who is a leading vocal in the band.
Singer from Sofia, Bulgaria. You can always find something new in this town because it's spreading. We have this little kind of an old center where you can find art places and nice restaurants and nice cafes, and we have little clubs with beautiful music, of course.
Would you be so kind to sing a little from your favorite song?
We make that cover with my band Erine. The song is called Nealogel and it's about the stars. Nealogel ki samamek gilaga mert moi felon po dushani gilaga.
If the capital city of Bulgaria was a man, what he would look like?
He was going to be that hipster guy, like dirty kind of man who enjoys new wave and dark wave music with messy hair and maybe different clothes and a very vulgar kind of a guy, but actually very, very interesting for a conversation.
And if Sofia was a woman?
Maybe that beautiful girl with hard perfume that you can smell from around, and with big heels that are clapping all over the town to drink wine with. Right now I'm leading vocal in band called Erine. All of us enjoy nature. Most of the inspiration comes from different legends and different cultures mixed up with nature and mountains and literature, fantasy, ancient history.